past alone. Remember all that you used to say. I'm looking at you as they cling on to me, on to me. All I know is when you dance like that, I look at you like, baby, you're on my mind so much. I took it as just more than friends. And I just want you to dance. All I know is when you dance. So where do you go now? Shaking your head. Like, where do you go now? Seeing you left.
Salutations, precious students, faculty, Wony Ponies. This is WONY Oneonta here to present the 33rd Best Burp Performance from Otsego County's 19th Biannual Burp Review, 1994.
Very impressive.
WONY Oneonta. Who doesn't like burps?
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six megacorporations own 90% of all media sources in America? Just six. All it takes is one executive of one company to lift their finger, and millions of people get fed the same info. Whether that info is true or not, and no matter who everyone subscribes to. It's just something interesting to know. Next time you think about where you're getting your news from.
You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 14th, Unmark presents a website portfolio workshop at IRC at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Art Gallery will have a showcase at the Hamblin Theater from 1 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, April 13th, join an art-making reception called Shapeshifter Bodies Like Water at Lee Hall from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, April 14th, conversations with Chris Keegan over at the Red Dragon Theater will be happening at 5 p.m. Also happening Thursday, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting an event featuring a roundtable discussion on language diversity. This week's average is 52 degrees. Expect rain on Tuesday. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I don't feel like myself at all. Seven ghosts in me are just a love song.
Okay, Bone Beats, welcome. Happy Monday. We have a lot to talk about. Season just ended. A lot of awards to get to. Playoffs is right around the corner. A lot of coaches have been fired. There's going to be a lot of basketball talk. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably not even going to talk about football. But it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun time. So without further ado.
Give it all to you.
girl. You never have to worry about another thing, no, cause I rule the world. And you'd be right next to me running the show. We throw every rule in the book out and bring down the house. If you were my girl, we'd dream my life.
Chest, I'm the king of the hill. I as in big time rush, keeping it real. Magic carpets, girl, we go wherever. I ain't trying to run game, I ain't trying to be clever.
Girl, I will be the king and you will be the queen. Going 100 miles an hour, go, we running the streets. And if the cops ever try to pull us over, tell them, hey, Mr. Officer, we own.
That was Big Time Rush. If I rule the world. Today's a big day. Season just ended, so that means we gotta get to awards. There was some tough awards to figure out, some easy awards to figure out. So let's get to it. As long as I pull out my notes. Okay. Well, MVP. Really tough race, but I think honestly I landed on this MVP like 3 months ago. It's Shay. Really don't have to like Jokic is having a great year. I have a triple double. But I just think it's really hard to ignore like Shay having one of the greatest guard seasons on a 68 win team, and he's just been super consistent all year. I was looking at his game log and stuff. He kind of really hasn't had a bad game in 3 months. And especially the defense is nice. He's still a leech on defense, just grabs every basketball near him. Again, one of the greatest scoring seasons of all time, especially from the mid-range. Agree again to the line. It's just really hard to nitpick Shay's season, especially when they're 14 games above second place. So, yeah, Shay MVP. We'll see. Oh, and by the way, this isn't predictions of who's going to win the award. This is my ballot. So, I'm not predicting anything. This is just who I think should win the award. Defensive Player of the Year, Evan Mobley. It was between him and Jaren Jackson for a good chunk of the season. And then the Grizzlies had their little slide. Even Draymond had a little bit of a fight as of late. But I went with Evan Mobley, anchoring a top five defense. I'm pretty sure I read it was third best defense in the league when he's on the court,
And yeah,
kind of self-explanatory. Rim protection numbers are really, really good. He's been like great switching. The Cavs have switched a little more this season, and it's worked out. He's can probably guard 1 through 5. And yeah, Evan Mobley, defensive player of the year. Jaren Jackson, Draymond Green were also in consideration. Jalen Williams was also in consideration, but we'll get to that. Most improved. I almost picked Austin Reeves. I think for a brief 10-minute period, I was like, I could give Austin Reeves the award, but I gave it to Dyson Daniels. I don't know. Like, last year, he was kind of like, oh, I mean, Dyson Daniels is cool, but he's kind of young. We don't know who he is yet. And then he turned into, like, the best guard defender in the league overnight. He's averaging 3 steals a game. We haven't seen 3 steals a game since, I don't know, Chris Paul, maybe Allen Iverson. It's been a while. So, again, like, Leach with the steals and blocks. He just grabs everything. And yeah, he's kind of turned into one of, like, the Hawks' cornerstones, like, overnight. So, yeah, I guess the most improved award. Austin Reeves was in consideration. Norman Powell was in consideration. Just didn't play enough games. Anybody else? No, that's pretty much it. Yeah, those were the top three for sure. Clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson. I'm pretty sure he has the second most clutch points all season with playing 28 clutch games. The eye test does back this up. I'm pretty sure there was like a 2-week stretch of him just, Knicks were in a lot of close games and he was just hitting like the same step back three to like win the game where like make it a two possession game. Yeah, for me, games never really like I'm never really too worried. I mean, that's not true, but I feel pretty good with the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands usually. Jokic was in the running. I know Anthony Edwards is leading it in clutch points, but I'm not gonna lie. No, yeah, it's probably just Jokic and Jalen Brunson for this award. Coach of the Year was a tough one. There was a lot of candidates, and there's going to be a lot of honorable mentions. But I went with Jimmy Bickerstaff just because the Pistons were very bad last year. They were very bad. They lost 28 straight games. They're one of the worst teams, like, of our lifetime, kind of give or take, or at least the last like 10-15 years. And JB Bickerstaff came in and then they ended up winning 44 games. And you can point to what can you actually point to? They signed Tobias Harris, Malik Beasley, Tim Hardaway Jr. It's not like they just signed a bunch of all-stars or guys just got healthy. Cade Cunningham did have a really, really good year. All-star, All-NBA year probably. But it wasn't really like so many upgrades. I think the coach was by far their biggest upgrade. Jaden Ivey missed like 75% of the year with a leg injury. So yeah, Pistons are really good. I think taking a bad team to a pretty good team is like hard to do, and that's what they did. Obviously, Kenny Atkinson was kind of going back and forth between them. Definitely don't mind him winning it. I mean, it's kind of tough to win 64 games. But I think with him, you can point to the fact like, Mobley, it was healthy. Darius Garland's healthy. They're playing like all-star caliber players. You can make a little more excuses, even though I'd still give him the award. Like, I wouldn't mind giving him the award. But yes, Kenny Atkinson, 64 games, pretty good. But JB Bickerstaff gets the award. A lot of honorable mentions. Ime Udoka, bringing Rockets from, what was it, 10th seed to 2nd seed. And they even went through a little bit of rough times with, like, injuries. But, like, that's how great he was. Because last year they went through the same issue and like, they fell back when, like, Fred VanVleet got hurt. Like, Amen Thompson wasn't ready to be point guard and stuff. But now it's kind of like they fell off and then they ended up still being the 2nd seed. Like, they went on a crazy run at the end of March and April. So, Ime Udoka. Again, a lot of honorable mentions. J.J. Redick, throwing him in there. Mark Daigneault, throwing him in there. They've also, J.J. Redick, teams kind of changed, like, 3 different times in the season. And he still got them to the 3rd seed. One of the best defenses in the league. Offense is pretty good. I mean, it has Luka and LeBron on it, so it's pretty good too. And he has helped with the spacing, and I give him a little credit in like the surge of like Austin Reeves too. Mark Daigneault, they've had injuries, 68 wins. Even though in Joe Mazzulla, it's hard to be a really good team, but Celtics are still a really, really good team. Is there anybody I'm missing? Oh, Tyronn Lue. The Clippers were not supposed to be in the 5th seed, almost fighting for home court advantage in the playoffs. 50 wins. They were supposed to be a lottery team. There were so many times where at the beginning of the year, oh, the Thunder have the Clippers pick. Can the Thunder get Cooper Flagg? And now they have a pretty decent chance to beat the Nuggets in the first round. So, Tyronn Lue, yes, those are all the honorable mentions. Any more awards? Oh, Sixth Man of the Year. Malik Beasley is my sixth man. Peyton Pritchard is probably 2nd place. Probably give it to Naz Reid too, because he was really, really good this year. But Malik Beasley, for me, I think sixth man is supposed to be given. What the heck? What is this? Instrumental. Okay. I think sixth man should be given to the most valuable sixth man. Like, you take him off the team will not be as good. It's like, for me, I don't think the award is just the highest score on a top 3 team in the league. Like, that's kind of what it's been last 2 years, because Brogdon won a couple years ago. Didn't really have him as a sixth man of the year. I had Quickly. Last year, I had Malik Monk. They gave it to Naz Reid. Was less mad about that. I was fine with Naz Reid winning. But yeah, Malik Beasley has had one of the greatest 3-point shooting seasons of all time. Off the bench, it's like 302nd in the league in 3-pointers off the bench. There's a real case that he's kind of been the 3rd most important player on that team, with Cade Cunningham, J.B. Bickerstaff, and then Malik Beasley. There's been, like, so many games where, like, Pistons are down in the 1st quarter, blah, blah, blah. Malik Beasley comes in, and now they're up by, like, 7 going to the end of the quarter. So, yeah, Malik Beasley, 6th man. Definitely don't think the Pistons would win 44 games without him. But shout-out Peyton Pritchard. He's been really, really good. I'm pretty sure he requested a trade last year, and then the Celtics were like, nah, and then here he is. So, long time coming. For Rookie of the Year, last but not least, it's Stephon Castle. I think he's been the most all-around rookie. Defense, rebounding, he can really rebound. I'm not gonna lie, he's kind of a triple-double threat. And then scoring, passing, especially when Wemby went out, he just, like, turned on the scoring. Where I don't have the stats in front of me, but he was definitely averaging about like 16, 7, and 6 for like a real stretch. Didn't know, or at least I think people didn't know, that he had it in his bag, that he can score that well. So yeah, I just think he's been the most all around, especially the defense. Defense has been pretty good for a rookie, especially that was his calling card in college, and he's carried that over. And yeah, he's kind of been like the guy, the second guy on the Spurs with De'Aaron Fox since Wemby's been hurt. And I mean, it's worked out okay. I mean, the stats are nice. Does need to work on like the jumper a little bit, but I think it was a successive rookie year. Jalen Wells is probably my second place. Had him winning the award for maybe like the first 3 months, and then the Grizzlies kind of slowed down a little bit. He slowed down a little bit, but I think he played a really important role for them all year. Three-pointer was nice, defense was great, so I think second is good. And third spot would probably be Zachary Richiche. Again, didn't really play like a rookie for like a good chunk of the year. Pretty all around. The shooting came up second half of the year. Really good cutter. Pretty decent passer. Can rebound a little bit. Yeah, just really all around. Again, Hawks kind of have themselves another cornerstone. Kind of talking myself into the Hawks next year, but I don't know. But yes, Zachary Richiche, third place, and Stephon Castle winning it. But yes, those are the awards. When I come back, I'll do all NBA teams, which might have been even like a little tougher. But it was kind of a fun experiment.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stepped, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on it. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I mean, yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G pad. Watching. Huh. We survived outside, all from the music. What? They like, what he on? This is Alpha and Omega. Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a gone. Teach you a man, baby. I don't understand, baby. Pay your bill and make you feel protected like I can, baby. Teach you something if you need correction. That's the plan, baby. Don't put your life in these weird hands, baby. Whoa. It's not enough. Hey. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stacked, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on it. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I mean, man. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I take the G pad. Watch do it. Huh. We survived outside, all from the music. What? Hey, turn this TV off. Ain't with my type activity, then don't you get involved. Hey, what? How many shit I seen? Send them all. Take a risk or take a trip. You know I'm tripping for my dog. Who you with? Couple sergeants and lieutenants for the get back. This revolution been televised. I fell through with the knickknacks. Hey, young, get your chili up. Yeah, I meant that. Hey, blackout. If they act out, yeah, I did that. Hey, what's up, though? I hate a just hating on them. Can they both? I hate them hating on them. And they both broke. If you ain't coming for no chili, what you come for? Feel like he entitled, cause he knew me since a kid. I cut my granny off and she don't see it how I see it. Got a big mouth, but he lack big ideas. Send him to the moon, that's just how I feel, yelling. It's not enough. Hey. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stacked, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. Foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn this TV off, turn this TV off. 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 Ain't no other king in this rap thing, next siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. I'm in a city with a flag be getting thrown like it was pass interference. Padlock around the building. Crash pulling up in a marked truck just to play freeze tag. With a bone to pick like it was sea bass. So when I made it out, I made about 50K from a show. Trying to show the ropes before they hung from a rope. I'm prophetic. They only talk about it, how I get it. Only good for saving face. Seen the cosmetics. How many heads I gotta take to level my aesthetics? Hurry up and get your muscle up. We up the plyometric. Ran up by the luxury. That's up the highest metric. The city just made it sweet. You could die better. They mouth you full of deceit. Let these cowards tell it. Walk in New Orleans with the etiquette of LA yelling. Second bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody gotta do it. Turn this
TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off. Turn his TV off, turn his TV off.
Crazy and scary and spooky, hilarious. 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 Crazy and scary and spooky, hilarious.
Put up. Keep my, you know that. Let me pop my, let me pop my. I took them cheap prices up high. I'm really the biggest homie you got. I fuck a rapper in a whip, write a verse, give a little clout. Tiptoe, tiptoe, just on the marble. I got real, real on my collar. She a Benzo, just hit the lotto. Put the yellow diamond on the black. Call him a lotta, drain 1942, oops, like Moscato. She the truth, and it's swallow. Took a whole month from the day I met and spent $1 million. I just made an ex, dog, all this stuff off. I got a habit taking chicks, I'm going up the mall. I drink, but I'm a big dog, so I bought the bar. Cause down to her body started shaking, she in shock. I thought. I talk diamonds, I talk money, I shall love. Give you cake, happy birthday, I'm a fool. That's my don't throw no rollie. Turn a baddie to a boss overnight. She'll start my little in them leaks every day. Credit card, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm in the deep end, swimming with the shark. Whoa, 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 I'm a beast, let me free. My stand down with me, shooting stars, though. I say to me, I take killers where I go. About to go count a meal ticket to my wrist locker. Got another check up every time we leave the store. Pop so many tags, I forgot how many cars I got. Wrapped a soldier red around the Louis Vuitton. Gonna throw your gang sign up if that's what you own. If I f***ed up more than one time, let him for some. Let him for some, yeah. Heavy sedated, intoxicated. I'ma go crazy, I gotta go crazy. One in the top, one in the cut. Once it's stuck, then it's up. I get fronts and back, Chanel been down and around the Mac, yeah. I ain't tripping, if you slip, you gon' get wet, yeah. Same before I rap, flip it, yeah. Keep it cool, don't front the move, play the back, yeah. My ain't no construction worker, but they love playing with sand. I just bust down another roll and put emeralds in the band. Touching down on Wakanda, going to the National on the brand. I don't go nowhere without my, that's not in the plan. She must with him for some, if I ever again. Mask on, mask off, make that purging the trend. I'm the realest she, so that make the again. I send them goons, they coming through the spin. I send them goons, they coming through the gonna throw your gang sign up if that's what you own. If I f more than one time, let him for some. Let him for some, yeah. If he sedated, intoxicated, I'ma go crazy, I gotta go crazy, yeah. One in the top, one in the cut. Once it's stuck, then it's up.
Lizard. You bring me somebody. Paper outside, yeah.
Just reach out and tell me,
yeah. Cause a lot for me, it's a family, not a gang. And not a gang. Sick of trying to throw dirt on my name. Drank in my cup, no Kurt Cobain. Yeah, Glock be the name, and you know I'm gon' bang. I met me some millions, they think I'ma change. Hey, this fame, man, these chains. Main packs disappear like David Blaine. Be all on my dangling. I just bought a new blue panky ring. My hard coat is icebox. Number one rule, get that money, man. I got it from Dolph. It ain't no shame up in my game. I'm trying to get it off. This street is just not the same. Most of the soft. I just stay out the way to wait and collect my bread. If you get in my way, you get one in the head. Go dark full of blues. Sippin' on red. Like worm, I'm about my money. I smoke yo like crib. I'm a player, I can show you how to play.
Yeah, stepping on no pledge. Go to sleep with a chop by the bed. All this ice on me, y'all need a sled.
All this ice on me, y'all need a sled.
Think my bar chain need a coat. Get that money and stack it, you did. Nobody like being broke. This shit ain't no joke. Everybody wanna be rich. You gotta get off your and get up on your. My McLaren in the check. My Maybach is a ship. My pockets keep getting fat. It come from all these chips.
Run through it like him. Him and boy. Him and Neutron. Him Donkey. Him and Science. Him and this.
Sick of trying to throw dirt on my name. Drinking my cup, no Kurt Cobain. Yeah, Glock be the name, and you know I'm gon' bang. I made me some millions, they think I'ma change. Hey, this fame ain't these chains. Made packs disappear like David Blaine. Deep be all on my dangle lane. I just bought a new blue panky ring. My hard coat is icebox. Number one rule, get that money, man. I got that from Dolph. Yeah. It ain't no shame up in my game. I'm trying to get it off. This street is just not the same.
Most of these salty.
That was Key Glock, Dirt. Let's continue. What are we doing next? All NBA teams. If I can get my phone again, hold on. Okay, well, all NBA teams. First team. Hold on. Okay, first team. First team is pretty easy. Kind of like cut and dry. There were like four locks. Majority of the season. So Shea, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum. Do I really have to tell you why they're first team? I'm pretty sure Jokic, Giannis, Tatum. They might be like this might be their third straight All NBA first team. Actually, I think Jokic might have missed it when Embiid won MVP. But safe to say, I think those are like four of the best players in the league. And then Donovan Mitchell was my fifth spot. This could have been a couple people, but I think Donovan Mitchell. I had to put someone on a team that won like 64 games. So, and Donovan Mitchell's been pretty good. Counting numbers are down, but I just think I'm going to give him a little bit of credit of just like putting his ego aside to a little bit because he wanted to win. I mean, he. Did he request a trade? He might have like soft launched a trade request to get out of Utah. But it ended up great. Letting Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Jared Allen get all-star consideration last 2 years. So shout out Donovan Mitchell. Second team. Excuse me. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Brunson, LeBron James, Anthony Edwards. And then the last spot. Wait, why am I doing it like this? Cade Cunningham has been pretty good. Four seed, like I've mentioned. Kind of a bit of a breakout year. Doesn't really get enough credit for just being the only ball handler on that team for a good chunk of the year. They did get Dennis Schroeder too at the deadline, but Cade's been carrying like the most load like all year, give or take. And. Yeah, Cade, second team, Jalen Brunson's here. Pretty much same reasoning. My clutch player of the year, leading a Knicks to a top five offense again. Jalen Brunson's been really good. I don't really gotta. The numbers are nice. He's second team. And Knicks are third seed, so he gets it. Anthony Edwards also has had a really, really good year. Pretty sure led the league in three-pointers. Which is a new development for him. Really got the Timberwolves out of some rough times this year. There were some highs, there were some lows, there were some peaks and valleys. But I think he was majority consistent for the whole entire year, outside of like a weird stretch. And I want to say like January. But Anthony Edwards has been really, really good all year for the sixth seed. And LeBron James, Lakers are third seed. He's been really, really good. The defense has been even better. The defense has been pretty good as well. And again, he's like changed his game on the fly multiple times this year. When Luka came, he just started cutting and posting up and setting more screens, and it's worked out for him. D'Lo got traded. I was on the ball a little more. And yeah, it's going to be cool to see him in the playoffs and like what he's going to be asked to do. He's been asked to guard centers even more this year since they don't really have a center on the roster. So I think we'll see if the Grizzlies go small in the playoffs and if they go Jaren Jackson at the center a lot of the times. But we'll see if he did. I'm not sure if he's going to guard Zach Edey. But yeah, LeBron has been pretty good all year. Oh, yes, the Lakers are playing the Timberwolves. Scratch that. But yes, not Zach Edey. I meant they're going to go small. I don't know why for a second I thought Zach Edey played for the Timberwolves. I don't know. Yes, LeBron James is on the second team. The last spot was really tied between two people, and I'm kind of still thinking about it right now. But I'm going to go... Wow, I'm still thinking. I'm going to go... Tyrese Halliburton. Yes. I'm going to go Tyrese Halliburton for my second team. He's been really, really good for maybe like the last 3.5 months. Outside of like a weird 15 games where like his back was acting up because he was sleeping on like a hotel beds or something. It was, that was a weird report. But outside of that, he's kind of been like really good for the Pacers team, who's Pacers played like the top 10 team or whatever for like, again, the last 3 months. He's carrying like a lot of offense to that team. And even Siakam has been dealing with some injury stuff lately. He's like really, really carried like the scoring load a little bit more. And it's kind of hard to say that he's not like at worst a top 3 passer in the league, just because of how often he just doesn't turn the ball over, how many 20 assist game, no turnover games he has. And he's just like a walking open 3-pointer all the time. So yeah, it was really tough between him and the guy I'm about to mention for third team. But I think Halliburton kind of steals the second spot, because for third team, I have Steph Curry. Steph Curry's here. I do think them kind of falling to seventh was a real like push in the wrong direction. But Steph Curry's been really, really good for the last 2 months. Ever since Jimmy Butler's got there, he's just taken off. Even before Jimmy Butler got there, he was really, really good. Shooting numbers, great. I'm pretty sure he's averaging 24.5, 6-6, because I was looking at the stats before I came here. But yes, Steph Curry's been pretty good. Want to say this would be his ninth All-NBA team. So, yeah, Steve Kerr was definitely giving him the short end of the stick beginning of the year. But I think the roster was kind of rough at the beginning, but guys got healthy. Guys started locking in. I'm talking about Draymond. And then Jimmy Butler was kind of like a savior for them. And I think Steph Curry benefited from that and makes my third team. Karl-Anthony Towns, also on third team, has been really, really good, especially with Brunson dealing with injuries. They still went 9-6 in those 15 games he missed. Had a real, real hot start to the season. Probably would have been second team as well, but do think he's kind of fallen off a little bit second half for many reasons, injuries and stuff like that. But he's had a thumb injury, so he's been shooting way less threes. But I do think he did enough to secure his third spot. Evan Mobley, like with the Donovan Mitchell thing, Cavs are really good. He's anchored to like a top tier defense. He's my defensive player of the year. Blocks a lot of shots. Been guarding a lot of positions. Been handling the ball more. His on and off numbers are kind of insane. And yeah, Evan Mobley third team. Last two spots. These last two spots were, there was like three people fighting for these spots. But I, first one, I went James Harden. Clippers, again, like I said before, the Clippers were not supposed to be here. Kawhi had injuries. They're supposed to be a lottery team. But who came to save the day for the first 55 games of the season? It was James Harden. Carrying this offense with Norman Powell and Zubats, who's, both of them have been really good, especially Zubats. He's getting all NBA votes, but rightfully so. But yes, James Harden's been great. Kind of great offensive player. Like, it's not new news, but like just him watching with the Clippers, kind of like a key part in Zubat's like breakout year a little bit. Actually, Zubat should have been on my most improved list. He should have been honorable mention. But yeah, James Harden's been great. Playmaking, scoring. I want to see he's averaging 25 post All-Star break. So even tapping back into that Houston days. So James Harden is third team. And yes, there was two spots. No, there was one spot for two players. Jaren Jackson was here for a while. But again, I think the Grizzlies slide really changed some things for me. So third team last spot will be, got to let the suspense sink in, Jalen Williams. He's been really, really good for the Thunder. Second best player on the team all year. Averaging 21-5-5. The defense has been great. The defense has been great. Definitely probably should make all defensive first team. Kind of think he's the best defender on that team. And like, I had this thought in like December, and I don't really think my opinion has changed. Just watching him play and even looking at the numbers, like, have you seen his rim protection numbers? He's kind of like one of the best rim protectors in the league. But yes, Jalen Williams, second best creator on that team. Elite defensively and part of a 68 win team, and Jalen Williams, and Jaren Jackson was pretty much the only guy that really, like, I really like seen could have making it. But I think he's just the victim of whatever is going on in Memphis. And yeah, I'm not gonna list any honorable mentions because I'm not putting anybody that's not on a playoff team. But yeah, that was my all NBA teams. I'll come back with Young Buck teams and other stuff.
Just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah.
Y'all a tear off me garments and I'm all to come in my apartment. Ooh, the girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell man sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Better.
That was Burna Boy, Normal. Okay, let's get to the Young Buck themes. Now, you must be thinking, what are Young Buck themes? I'll tell you. Hold on. Okay. Well, I do the Young Buck report of best first, second, third year guys. So yeah. There's rules for this team. No All-Stars, so no J-Dub, no Wemby. None of those players made it. Injury requirement. You had to make the injury requirement. So again, no Wemby. But yeah. How do you make this list? If you really shown some improvement, or you prove people wrong. Yeah, give or take. It'll make more sense when I explain the players. But first team is none other than Amen Thompson. In part of being one of the best defenders in the league, who's actually getting some DPOY votes from some people, he's kind of like turned into like a real cornerstone of the Rockets. And honestly, kind of maybe the best player on the Houston Rockets. I think so. Because, like, I mean, okay, I'll say this. If I was a Rockets fan and I went to sleep and they said we traded for Devin Booker, if Sengun was in that trade, I'd be like, okay, we got Devin Booker. If Jalen Green was in that trade, I'd be doing backflips. But if Amen Thompson was in that trade, I'd be like, oh, I mean, I'm a little sad that Amen is in the trade. I think he's at worst the most valuable player on that team. But I think you can make a real case for most impactful too. Yes, he's been really, really great all year, especially in January. Or I'm pretty sure it was January, because there was a month where he was just like grabbing triple doubles, or double doubles. And yes, he's been a key part to the second seed Rockets, anchoring the defense with him and Dylan Brooks and a little bit of Tari Eason when he's been there. And even Steven Adams, the double big lineup has been great. But yes, Amen Thompson, first team. One of the best young players in the league. Second team, Jalen Wells. Mentioned it before. Great defender on a playoff team for majority of the season. He was kind of asked to guard everybody. Like from Steph to Anthony Edwards, any night, and he was doing a pretty good job at it while also hitting like 38% from three for like 50-60 games. And then like they slowed down when the Wizards slowed down. You've heard this before. But yes, Jalen Wells, like it's really hard to ask a second round pick to be that valuable to a playoff team. And he was. And he was really good up until he got hurt, sadly. I hope he gets better next year, but kind of tough to think about any better rookies than Jalen Wells this year. Dyson Daniels also mentioned most improved, best defender, one of the best defenders in the league, Leach defensively. But again, if I told you that Dyson Daniels would have been the best player in that DeJounte Murray trade, you wouldn't believe me. But he kind of is. And it's not even really close at the moment. That's how good Dyson Daniels has been. The three-pointer is creeping up to 34%. The points is creeping up, averaging about 14 points. And the defense is the defense. Interesting year going into the offseason. What contract he's going to get. But he's going to get a lot of money, a lot of zeros. But yes, Dyson Daniels, first team. Toumani Camara, same thing. One of the best friends in the league. Like, one of the only players I'm 100% sure is going to be on that Blazers team in 3 years. Because everybody else is kind of, like, up in the air. But Toumani Camara, though, is, like... Like, the Suns look bad, but they look even worse because they traded him. And he's just, like... one of the best players on the Blazers. You can make the list if he's, like 3, 2, or 1, but he's up there. And he's just been great all year, guarding everybody from wings to centers to wings, centers, guards, doesn't matter. And the offense has been pretty good. He's been hitting the three ball. So, first team. And last but not least, I have Stephon Castle. Gotta have the rookie of the year. I mentioned this before. All-around rookie. Great defense. More of a scoring load since Wemby's been hurt. So, first team for sure. Second team, I have Christian Brown. Definitely should have been in my most improved ballot, so add him to honorable mention as well. Kind of made Nuggets front office kind of made a big bet on him with him over KCP, and then it turned out to be a really, really good idea because he's been better than KCP all year. Up to 16 points starting guard. Defense has been good, hitting threes. Still a crazy person in transition. So yes, Christian Brown makes it. Nuggets wouldn't be where they are without him, for better or for worse lately. But he's been pretty good. He's been pretty good. So second team. Who else do I have here? Andrew Nembhard. Same thing. Like just starting to sense a theme of what I value in young players. But Andrew Nembhard has been pretty good for a really good team all year. Turned into this like great defender this year, which is guarding everybody. And he's been pretty good. What game where they were on national television and he had a really, really good defensive stop on somebody? It wasn't the Cavs game, but it was some game that I was watching. But yes, he's been great all year. Definitely flipped the switch. I want to say after December, maybe even in January or February. But he just started guarding like all these guards and started doing pretty good at it, and kind of spearheading a top 10 defense from the Pacers in the last 25-30 games. So yes, Andrew Nembhard is here. Jalen Duren, I almost had him off for somebody else. Oh, I had him for Alex Sarr, but then I bumped off Alex Sarr for Jalen Duren just because kind of really improved during the year. I remember the start of the year, Pistons fans were like, oh, I'm not sure how it's going to go with him. We might have to throw him in trade. He's not ready. He's too young. And then I want to say he said something in the media. He was just like, I got to stop. I'm not sure what he said, but he said, essentially, I got to stop playing like a bum. And then he stopped playing like a bum, and he's been really, really good ever since. Stop fouling.